the Opry Festival will be held during Buttermonk's closing weekend. What's behind this shift to this larger scale music festival?
We've just seen this idea of using music to gather people around skiing and in the mountains as a very viable business. And we feel like now is the perfect time to get this off the ground.
Let's talk about the vision for the Opry Music Festival. What can people expect this year and hopefully years to come?
The general idea is to build upon the success of X Games concerts. And we really want to create an area and an atmosphere where people can hang out and kind of celebrate music and skiing and the season.
The headliners, String Cheese Incident and Umphrey's McGee, are like classic Colorado jam bands. So you've been talking about X Games. This lineup is quite a bit different than the X Games.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, the X Games and the music that is programmed for it is appropriate for that. But the Opry is really going after more of your broader cross-section of skiers and snowboarders, and we expect this to be a completely family-friendly thing. And we went in the direction of both String Cheese and Umphrey's because they're skiers and riders themselves.
Can we expect more of this from SkiCo, an emphasis on things like music festivals or bigger cultural events?
You know, we don't really know. I think it depends on how this goes. It's a huge risk. You know, music promotion and ticketed concerts at this level is a business that people have lost tremendous amounts of money on. And, you know, the company has been really supportive of trying to get something to work in the winter on the snow as part of a unique skiing and music experience. And so we're really excited to try it out.